Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们还可以有一次机会来一起寻求主。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek the Lord together.
好，我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
借着你爱子耶稣基督给我们的救赎。
Through the salvation of your beloved Son Christ Jesus.
你不但借他救我们。
Not only you save us through him.
你也借他向我们说话。
But you also speak to us through him.
你也借他要把我们带到我们没有想到的一切的丰富和荣耀里面。
Also through him, you would like to bring us to enter into all the riches and glory.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的藏在基督里面。
For all the riches of Christ, for all the riches of Godhead dwells in Christ Jesus bodily.
真是神的奥秘就是基督。
For the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
For the mystery of Christ is church.
这是需要你向我们启示。
This is something we will need you to reveal to us.
愿我们今天这一点有限的时间能蒙你的悦纳、纪念和供应。
Do pray that you can accept the time that we have today as it's so limited that you can also remember and also provide to us.
求你向我们心说话。
Pray that you speak to our hearts.
我们一同说话的、翻译的、听话的都一同等候在你的面前。
And the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen wait before you.
我们愿意每一句话都从你宝座来给我们供应。
Do pray that each word is being provided from your throne.
每一句话你也能够进到我们心的深处。
And each word can enter into the depth of our heart.
每一句话也带给我们你自己荣耀的显现。
And each word comes out from the glories of your appearance.
也每一句话都是为着天父你自己的旨意。
And also each word is for the Heavenly Father's will.
也每一句话你叫仇敌败溃蒙羞。
And use each word to put the enemy into shame.
因为你知道一切。
For you know all things.
求你把我们从跟不上或者是我们领会不来的那样光景中提升起来。
Do lift us up from the condition that we fall short or that we cannot understand.
因为只有你知道我们的情况。
For only you know our condition.
你对我们所存的心意是何等的丰富，是何等的荣耀。
How rich and how glorious are your thoughts towards us?
我们求你在我们身上做成你要做成的工作。
Do pray that you accomplish the work you would like to accomplish on us.
再次把敬拜的归给你。
Once again, we give you all the praises and worship.
把羞辱归给仇敌。
We give the shame to enemy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read place of scriptures.
先看哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
哥林多后书第四章第五节，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
好。这里特别注意，传基督耶稣为主。
Here, please pay attention. Preach Christ Jesus the Lord.
就是宣告基督是主。
That is to proclaim Christ is the Lord.
好，那再看第三章，哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这里承担这个字是达到的意思，不只是承受，是一个达到的意思。
The word sufficiency is not only means to receive, but also means achieve.
那这里的精义是圣灵，是灵啊。
The here means the spirit It's the Holy Spirit.
那精义是叫人活, 这个活是 生命的火, 是宝座生命的火, 是心造生命的火。
The Spirit gives life. This means living. That is the life of the newly created being.
好，我们再请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
32到36节。
From verse 32 to 36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了。 我们都为这事做见证。This
Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witness.
他既被神的右手高举, 又从父受了所应许的圣灵, 就把你们所看见, 所听见的, 浇灌下来。Therefore,
being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上, 但自己说,主对我主说,你坐在我的右边。
For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, The Lord say unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此,以色列全家当确实的知道,你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣,神已经立他为主,为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
36节说, 你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣, 神已经立他为主,
Verse 36 says that the Jesus whom you have crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ.
好,再请看希伯来书第一章, 我们从第一节开始到第二章第四节。
Let's read from Book of Hebrews, starting from chapter 1, verse 1 until chapter 2, verse 4.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in times past unto fathers by the prophets.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们, 又早已立他, 为承受万有的, 也曾借着他创造诸世界,
has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉, 是神本体的真相, 常用他全能的命令托住万有, 他洗净了人的罪, 就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Whom being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged all things, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他所承受的名比天使的名更尊贵, 就远超过天使。
Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
所有的天使, 神从来对哪一个说,你是我的儿子,我今日生你,又指着哪一个说,我要做他的父,他要做我的子。
For unto which of the angels say he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, and again I will be unto him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
再者,神使长子到世上来的时候,就说,神的使者都要拜他。
And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he said, And let all the angels of God worship him.
论到使者又说, 神以风为使者, 以火焰为仆役。
And of the angels, he says, Who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
论到子却说, 神啊, 你的宝座是永永远远的, 你的国权是正直的。
But unto the Son, he says, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
你喜爱公义, 恨恶罪恶, 所以神就是你的神, 用喜乐油膏你, 胜过膏你的同伴。
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of godness above thy fellows.
又说, 主啊, 你起初立了地的根基, 天 也是你手所造的。
And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了。
They shall perish, but thou remains, and they all shall wax old as thus a garment.
你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
And as a vesture that thou hold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool?
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹、奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will.
好，再看希伯来书第十章第九到第十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 9 to 14.
后又说，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。
Then said he, Lord, I come to do thy will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second.
我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。
And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
但基督一次献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。
From henceforth, expecting to kill his enemies, be made his footstool.
因此，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
在我们刚刚读的这一段圣经里面，有三次提到一次。
So in the past scriptures we have just read, there were three times that mentioned once.
这个一次是很特别的一次。
And the word once are very unique.
英文叫做 once for all.
That means English is once for all.
就是他一次做成的是为了所有一切做成的。
That is what he has done once is for everything.
那从希伯来书第七章到第十章，他用不同的原文不同，但是总共至少可以发现七次讲到 once for all。
From Hebrews chapter 7 through 10, although the original text is different, but at least there were seven times it used once for all.
这是叫我们对于我们的主神的儿子在十字架上 所成就的工作是有确定的把握。
That gives us full assurance of Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, what He has accomplished on the cross.
他不需要再回到地上，重新做他钉十字架这件事情。
He no longer needs to come again to the earth to redo what He has done on the cross.
因为他那一次是为着永远的。
For it was already done once for all.
也是为着所有的。
And also for all things.
所以我们需要认识他。
So we need to know him.
我们需要认识这一次他所成就的到底是怎样的成就。
So we have to understand what kind of accomplishment does it mean for once for all.
可能我们觉得我们已经认识了。
It might be that we thought we understand already.
但是很可能就着神所要我们认识的，我们的认识还差很远。
But actually our understanding might still fall far short than what God would like us to understand.
我主还给我们时间，我们盼望我们一起能够彼此鼓励，往该有的认识去。
But since the Lord still gives us time, so hope we can encourage one another to walk toward this understanding which we should have.
那在刚才我们读的这些圣经里面，
In the past scriptures we read,
我们看到的有三次提到说，这个从此等候，他的仇敌成为他的脚的，或者成为使你的仇敌成为脚，成为他的脚的。
There were three times mentioned that to make his enemies to be his footstool.
所以神有一个仇敌，他所针对的对象就是神的儿子。
So God has an enemy, and the object of his attack is the Son of God.
他要取代神的儿子所有的从神那里所承受的。
He would like to replace all what the Son of God will receive from God.
但是神的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作。
But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, what He has accomplished on the cross.
他不但死，而且第三天复活。
Not only He died, but also raised after 3 days.
他不但复活，而且他升上高天，掳掠了所有仇敌。
Not only after He raised after 3 days, but He ascended on high and taken captive of all the enemies.
他现在坐在高天至大者的右边。
Now he is sitting on the right hand side of the majesty on high.
等候神使他的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
Waiting for God to make his enemies to become his footstool.
所以主耶稣在等这件事。
So Lord Jesus is waiting for this.
所以当我们在传或者宣告基督耶稣为主的时候。
So when we proclaim or preach Christ Jesus as the Lord.
这一件事情可能对我们是陌生的。
This is something we might not understand.
但这件事情却是神所看重的。
But this is something that God truly pays attention of.
所以希望主帮助我们，他所看重的成为我们所看重的。
So may the Lord help us what He sees important become what we also think is important.
神使仇敌成为他的脚凳，他的仇敌神使他的仇敌成为他的脚凳，或者说神使你的仇敌成为他的脚，成为你的脚凳，在新约出现七次。
It appears 7 times in the New Testament, the phrase, God has made his enemies to be his footstool.
在四福音出现三次。
In 4 Gospels, it appears 3 times.
马太福音第22章44节出现一次。
Book of Matthew chapter 22 verse 44.
马可福音12章36节出现一次。
In Book of Mark chapter 12 verse 36.
路加福音20章43节又出现一次。
Book of Luke chapter 20 verse 43.
那另外呢，在哥林多前书第15章25节又出现一次。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 25.
然后今天我们读的使徒行传2章35节出现。
And also in Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 35.
希伯来书1章13节出现。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
希伯来书10章13节再出现。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 13 once again.
我们知道哈，神的话只要讲一次已经挺重要了。
We know that for God's word, if He's spoken once, that's important.
如果讲两次呢，那你很不得了了。
Spoken twice, that's very important.
但是如果讲七次呢？
But how about mentioned 7 times?
我想我们需要主帮助我们。
I think we really need the Lord to help us.
使我们的心能跟得上他的心。
So our heart can catch up with what he thinks.
免得我们忽略了他所看重的东西。
Lest that we neglect what he pays attention to.
所以神要使他的仇敌，神儿子的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
So God will make the enemy of his son to become his son's footstool.
这是一件关键的事情。
That is something very critical.
它关键到多厉害呢？
How important is this critical?
我们再回到刚才我们读的希伯来书第一章第二章的部分。
So let's return to Hebrews chapter 1 and 2.
第一章第二章的第三节有这么一句话说， 我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能逃呢？
So chapter 2 verse 3 has a word says, How shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation?
这里呢，逃，中文有逃罪，其他你看逃罪就会把重点放在罪，但不是它重点不是罪，重点是放在逃，怎么能逃？
Although in Chinese there's the word escape such thing, however, actually it's only how shall we escape? It's only the word escape.
所以这有一个词哈，有一个 phrase， 就说这么大的救恩。
So there's this phrase, great salvation, so great salvation.
所以这个救恩到底多大？
So how great this is?
我跟大家一样，需要主开启。
So I'm the same as everyone. I need the Lord to open us up.
因为这是一个震撼的事情。
For this is something with great impact.
到底有多大？
How great this is?
那刚才从第一章里面有几个词给大家指定指出来。
So I would like to mention several verse, several phrases from chapter one.
第一章第三节，最后这边说，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
For chapter 1 verse 3 that By whom also he made the world.
中文翻译世界，或英文也常常翻译成 world.
The both Chinese and English translation translate into world.
但是这一个词呢，在原文是世代那个字。
But actually, in original text, this should be generation.
在我手边的英文翻译呢，有两本，它翻译成世代。
There are two kinds of translations that translate into generation.
所以神儿子所成就的事情是关系到诸世代。
So what the Son of God has accomplished has to do with all the generations.
那也是关系到不但关系现今的世代，也关系到将来的世代。
It not only has to do with current generation, but also has to do with generation to come.
我想我们蒙恩得救，我们不会想这件事情。As
we are received by grace, we are saved by grace. I think we don't really think about this.
我们大概不会想说，我所经历的救恩，或者我在救恩所经历的程度多少，会在世代上面产生关键性的影响。It
most likely that we would not think how great impact the salvation we receive will have to impact the generations.
可能我们不关心我们要不要影响这件事。
We might not even care whether there's influence or not.
但神呢，说我们会产生影响。
But God says that we will cause influence.
因为圣经给我们看到说我们有现今这个世代。
For the Bible shows us that we do have this current generation.
还有将来是永远的时代。
And also generation to come and generation in eternity.
那刚才我们唱那首诗歌是将来的永远。
And the hymn we just sang has to do with the eternity in the future eternity.
所以我们现在是从现在要进到那个将来的永远，或者我们现在已经在将来的永远里面，我们要把将来永远实现在。 这个可见的范围。
So it might be we already enter into the future eternity, or we have to bring out the future eternity into the something that's practical.
我想没有什么信主人一开始的时候就明白这件事情。
I think there are not many those who are saved who understand this from the beginning.
我们刚信主的时候能觉得罪得赦免，已经觉得很棒了。
When we first believed the Lord, we already thought it was great that our sins are forgiven.
要叫我们觉得说我们还有更大的这些托付，或者是在世代上有影响，这个我们通常想不来。
We would never imagine that we have even greater entrustment or we influence the generation.
然后呢，在这是第一章的第六节。
And chapter 1 verse 6.
再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，这个世上，是讲的可居住之地。
And it says that when he brings in the begotten into the world, this world means habitable world.
这个大部分的英文版都翻译成为 world, 就是世界。
The most of the English translation translate this into the world.
达比翻译成 habitable world, 就是可以居住的地方。
But Darby translation says the habitable world.
所以这里就是一面讲到世代的事情，一面讲到居住之地，就是人跟人有关系的东西。
So on the one hand, it talks about generation. On the other hand, it talks about the habitable world. That is, has to do with man.
所以在这里呢，我们大概可以看到说，这个从世代这个角度来看的话，神儿子说话这件事情是关键性的。
So as we look at from the point of view of generation, that when Son of God speaks, that is really critical.
在旧约的时候，神借着很多先知说话。
In the past, God has spoken through many prophets.
但是从神儿子来以后，神儿子亲自向我们说话。
But after the Son of God came to the world, that himself speak to us.
他亲自向我们说话，他也借着圣经的话向我们说话。
Son of God speak to us himself, but also he also speak to us through the Bible.
所以这么大的救恩告诉我们说，你今天是可以听见神儿子的声音的。
So such great salvation tells us that today we can hear the voice of Son of God.
如果你如果是真的清楚蒙恩得救，你应该是可以听见神儿子说话的声音。
So if you are truly clearly saved by grace, then you can hear the voice of the Son of God.
所以如果我们说我们信主十年、二十年，甚至更长的时间，从来都不听见神儿子说话声音。
Therefore, if we say that if we have believed the Lord for 10 or 20 or even longer years, but we have never heard the voice of the Lord speaking to us,
那我们需要到主面前去，好好跟主面对这件事情。
Then we would need to go before the Lord and actually deal with him face to face.
因为他乐意向我们说话。
For he, it pleases him to speak to us.
而且随时向我们说话。
And also always speak to us.
在我们需要他话的时候，他会给我们话。
When we need his words, he will give them to us.
如果我们都不听见他说话。
If we never hear his speaking.
任何的情况都不听见。
In any of We don't hear his voice in any kind of circumstances.
那很可能我们的生活并没有活在神儿子同在的世界。
Then it might be that we do not live in the reality of the presence of the Son of God.
没有活在这个救恩实际里面。
We are not living in the reality of the salvation.
然后在这个世代里面，至高的名是神儿子的名。
And in this generation, the name Most High is the name of the Son of God.
拿撒人耶稣基督的名是超乎万民之上的名。
The name of Nazareth, the Son of God, is above all names.
这个名代表了神创造的权柄。
This name has to do with the authority of the creation.
这个名里面带着他死而复活的实际。
And this name has to do with the reality of his resurrection.
这个名代表他胜过仇敌一切。
This name means that he has already overcome all the enemies.
所以他的名到底是多么的至高，我们需要被他开启。
So we need the Lord to open us up. How most high is his name?
因为在教会的见证上面，有一个见证就是有没有保守他的名。
For one of the testimonies of church is that whether we have kept his name.
就是在腓拉铁腓身上。
That is in the Church of Philadelphia.
腓拉铁腓它有个特性，就是神的名或者耶稣基督的名是被保守的。
One of the characteristics of the Church of Philadelphia is that they have kept the name of Jesus Christ.
是被尊为至高至大的。
That is the being worshipped as most high.
所以主耶稣的名如果是真的是大。
Therefore, if the name of Jesus Christ is truly great,
我们就不会想要说再有一个另外的名出来。
Then we would never think that there we come up with another name.
我们也不会要把自己的名来怎么样说来窃取主耶稣的荣耀。
And also we would never replace with our own name to steal his glory.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
当我们在一起聚会的时候或者当我们面对许多情况的时候神儿子的名有没有被尊为至高这是会写出来的。
So as we gather together or when we face many different situations, whether or not we put the name of God, name of the Son of God Most High, this would be manifested.
然后另外一个他的名也同时显出他的生命出来。
And also, his name also manifests his life.
所以在这个世代神所要得着的人得回来的人就是有神儿子生命的人。
So in this generation, the group of people God would like to gain are those with the life of His Son.
也就跟神儿子有一样的性情。
So that has to do with the same characteristics of the Son of God.
如果我们信主多年
If after we have believed the Lord for many years,
神儿子的生命性情在我们身上还是出现不了。
God, the Son of God's life and character still does not show up in us.
恐怕我们需要到主面前好好的对付对付。
Then we would need to go before the Lord to be dealt with.
因为人在我们身上不是看见神儿子的生命，人在我们身上看见是老亚当的生命。
For because people do not see the life of Son of God on us, but only see the Adamic life on us.
但是神借着他儿子拯救，而且被救赎回来的，应该在这个被这个。在这个被救赎回来的人身上能看见神儿子的生命性情。
But through those who are being saved by God's Son, should manifest the life of Son and characteristics on us.
这是要来的国度或者要来的新天新地的特征、特性、生命特性。
That's the special life characteristics of the upcoming kingdom.
所以这应该值得我们羡慕的。
And that's something we should desire.
所以那个生命在我们身上能够不但经历的明白，甚至我们进入这个生命的丰富，应该是羡慕的。
Therefore, not only this life on us, not only we experience and understand, but we can enter into its reality. This is something we should be desire of.
所以这是个大，这是救恩的丰富的那一面。
So that's one of the riches of the salvation.
我们不是说在弟兄姊妹身上看到神儿子生命性情，我们就批评他，我们说你怎么那么笨？
We do not criticize brothers and sisters as being not smart if we see the characteristics of the life of Son of God.
因为神儿子生命是给的生命。
For the life of Son of God is giving.
神儿子生命根本跟亚当的生命是完全不同的生命。
For the life of Son of God is completely different from the life of Adam.
所以我们如果从旧造的眼光来看，看新造，我们觉得那很笨啊。
So from the point of view of old creation to look at the new creation, we think that's stupid.
如果我们有这个想法，就是我们根本就不想要这个生命。
If we have such thought, then it means we actually do not want this life.
我们看不出来神的丰富。
We cannot see God's riches.
我们应该在弟兄姊妹身上，在我们自己身上，那个生命的互动，使得生命的成长在我们身上能够丰富起来。
So the interaction of life on us and us and on brothers and sisters, we should make the riches of life grow.
教会里面不是彰显老亚当生命的地方。
In church is not a place that we manifest the old Adam's life.
教会里面是神儿子生命被见证，能够长出来丰富的地方。
Church is the place where we can testify and also make the life of Son of God to grow.
所以如果在教会里面我们只看到老亚当生命，我们就说这个这么大的救恩在这个人身上没有成为实际。
So if we only see the old Adam's life in church, then we would say that this such great salvation is not a reality in this person.
所以这是一个宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
这不但是我们有没有尝到它丰富，这也是关系到世代 从现今这个时代把将来那个时代带进来的一个关键问题。
So it does not only have to do with whether we have tasted his riches, but it also has to do whether we can bring in the future generation into this current generation.
第一章第六节，希伯来书第一章第六节说，神使长子来到这个世上，来到这个可居住之地。
So Hebrews chapter 1 verse 6 says that he brings in the first begotten into the habitable world.
就神儿子来，就说在人可以居住的地方，神把他儿子派来，要带来什么？
So what would God bring in as he send his son into the habitable world?
他带来恢复跟神的一个正常的关系，敬拜神是唯一的，只能敬拜神自己。
He brings in into this normal relationship to restore with God, and as we worship, we can only worship God Himself.
他带来的应该是神的宝座，现在原来在天上，但是却是在人居住的地方。
So originally God's throne should be in heaven, but He brings in this into where people habitate.
那就牵涉到说，我们这蒙恩得救的人。是不是活在宝座前？
So it has to do whether us who are saved by grace are live before the throne.
如果我这个蒙恩得救人跟天上的宝座是一个中断的状态。
So if myself saved by grace is being the relationship with the heavenly throne is being cut off.
所以宝座借着我到地上，我这边是中断的。
So as the throne through me to being on the earth actually.When it comes to me, then it's actually being cut off.
如果我们是活在神儿子，他现在在天上宝座，但是我们跟宝座是完全是融洽的，是通畅的，是活在宝座前的实际。
If there's a reality as we live before the throne in heaven, and if there's a harmony relationship with us with and the throne in heaven.
你就会在你的家中遇见神的宝座。
Then you will meet the throne of God at your family.
你会在你的工作中遇见宝座。
And in your work, you will meet the throne.
你更可以跟圣徒在一起聚集的时候，那更丰富的遇见宝座。
And even further, you will meet the throne even more richly when you meet with the saints.
这是神儿子他来的目的。
That is the purpose of the Son of God to come.
他要把信主人带到荣耀里面去。如果信主人在地上从来都不知道什么是宝座，他怎么可能去荣耀？
He would like to bring those who are saved to into glory. So therefore, if those who are saved never understand the throne while on earth, then how can they enter into glory?
所以，不管是你在家中遇到的困难，或者你是在工作中遇到的困难，或者是你为了单纯跟随主你遇到的困难，或者你在教会的侍奉中，或者在各样的机会中你遇到的困难。
So, with all the difficulties, whether you meet in family or at work, or when you would like to follow the Lord, or just when during serving at church, all those difficulties you face.
那是要见证，宝座在天上，在不在地上。
That is to testify that although the throne is in heaven and it's also on earth.
神使他的儿子来地上成就的救赎，不是只有罪的赦免。
For when God sent His Son to earth to accomplish the salvation, it's not only for sins to be forgiven.
罪得赦免之后，就是宝座在天上也在地上。
After sins being forgiven, is that throne is in heaven as well as on earth.
这个罪得赦免的人是不是？活在宝座前。
The ones for sins being forgiven, whether they are living before the throne.
如果我们这个蒙主等拯救的人，跟没有信主人是所追求的目标，所有的都一模一样，你要叫谁羡慕信主？
If the goals for us who have been saved, we also seek the same goals as those who haven't been saved, then how can you make people believe the Lord?
但是这又不是用话可以说清楚的。
But that's not something we can explain by words.
所以呢，在第二章就说，神是借着他的神迹，借着他的奇异能，奇事和百般的异能， 并圣灵的恩赐来做见证。
Therefore, in chapter 2, Hebrews says that God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will.
弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此提醒。
So we need to encourage and remind one another.
我们千万不要因为现在科技太发达。
Definitely not because now it's in the high-tech generation.
啊，现在甚至说这个人工智慧，甚至这个 AI 什么东西的。到一个地步说没有神迹，没有奇事，没有百般的异能，没有圣灵的恩赐。
We cannot say that because now there are all the artificial intelligence. Therefore, we say that there are no more signs, wonders, no miracles.
你要知道，神使仇敌成为他的脚凳，是在最艰难的时候。
To know that.As God has made His enemies His footstool, is during the most difficult time.
是在黑暗的势力对全地最严厉控制的时候。
Is when the power of darkness has the most control of the whole earth.
但是，在人觉得毫无希望的时候，神却成就那人不能做的工作。
But when man feels there's truly no hope, but God will accomplish His will.
所以神今天还是神迹奇事，百般的异能，还有圣灵的恩赐。这个恩赐不是讲的那个我们那个做事人，这两人是跟圣灵有份，有份于神，他会带出圣灵的见证出来。
So here, God still uses signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. And the gift here is not, as mentioned, the gifts of serving or ministering. It has to do with bringing out the testimony of Holy Spirit.
我们主跟我们主的工作绝对不限制在我们的理性之下。
Therefore, our Lord and His work is not being limited under our rational thoughts.
也不会被限制在科学之下。
And also never being limited on the science.
千万不要因为现在科技很发达，所以呢，我们都觉得这些不可能发生了。
Definitely do not think as now we have such high technology and think those will never happen now.
只要他的宝座是真实的，什么时候要发生就会发生。
As long as his throne is real, then whenever what he would like to happen will happen.
有一个心态就是我们心是不是向着宝座？
Our attitude is whether our heart is toward the throne.
啊，最近有一个经历对我是有鼓励的。
Recently, I go through an experience that will encourage me.
啊，其实我类似的经历也很多了。
Actually, I have very similar experiences before.
只是我所经历的有的呢，啊，不适合讲。
But some of my experiences might not be suitable to share.
但这个呢，是我觉得虽然它是个人经历。但是也是叫我们得帮助的。
But although this is my own personal experience, but I think will be helpful.
就是有一个姊妹，她跟她的全家呢，要回去这个怎么讲说，要回去探亲，但是牵涉到祭祖这个事情。
One of the sisters and her whole family will return to their country to visit relatives, but will have to do with ancestor worship.
那她呢？几个月前就知道这件事情。
And she knew about this several months ago.
所以她几个月前心里就觉得，一开始就她很受搅扰，很忧虑。
So since several months ago, she felt disturbed and worried.
所以呢，她几个月前就告诉我说，啊，麻烦你代祷这件事情。我现在觉得心里真的是很不舒服。
So several months ago, she asked me to pray for this.
可以说是没有平安了。
She felt no peace at all.
所以呢，她请我们代祷。
So she asked us to pray.
那我们也答应了。
And we say okay.
那她请我们代祷之后呢，那我们就凭着我们自己能在主面前接受负担，就能祷告多少算多少。
And after she had such a prayer request, so we accept this burden and we pray based on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
这个之后呢，她也没有再跟我们讲详细的情况。
And later on, she shared with us more in details.
后来逐渐越来越近，越来越近。
And as the time comes closer,
后来果然她去了。
And she went back.
那她去哈，不是只有她跟她丈夫去。
She went not only with her husband only.
她还加上她丈夫的弟弟，还有甚至弟弟家吧，大概。
And also her husband's younger brothers and their families.
那还不止，还包括她的公公婆婆。
Not only that, but also her in-laws.
那因为这个呢，这个祭祖的事情呢。 公婆也是信主的，但是呢，就觉得无所谓。
About this ancestor worship, although her parents-in-law are also believers, but her parents-in-law did not really feel anything.
那丈夫呢，也是信主的，就觉得他也觉得好像也不想跟他爸妈有什么太难过的事情。
Her husband also is a believer, but he actually did not want to get into any conflict with his parents.
那丈夫的弟弟是完全没有信主。
And her husband's young brother actually is not a believer.
不但没有信主，这件事情的起头就是从丈夫的弟弟开始。
Actually, not only her husband's younger brother is not a believer, but this young brother started this whole thing.
而且丈夫的弟弟呢，因为在听说在这个地上的工作很有成就。
Her husband's younger brother seems to be very successful with work.
因为很有成就呢，所以说话就很大声。
Since he's successful at work, therefore he has the right to speak loudly.
不但很大声，而且很强势。
And also he seems very strong.
就是他觉得应该这样做，就是要那样做。
He's very strong-willed and feel that whatever he says, then should be done.
所以他不但安排了这个行程，他也特别安排这个祭祖这一面的。 是一个重点，特别的重点。
So not only this younger brother arranged this whole trip, but also he arranged the ancestor worship to be the focus of the trip.
而且丈夫的弟弟不但是不信主，还对佛教特别有兴趣。
And this younger brother not only not believing the Lord, but also he specially is interested in Buddhism.
所以呢，他呢回去这个探亲的时候呢，什么旅馆不好订，就订一个阿弥陀佛旅馆。
So As they return to China, as they return back to their own country, he booked a hotel with the idol's name in it.
你知道我们姊妹哈，她祷告，主，她说祷告，主就有平安了。
So our sister, after much prayers, she started to feel peaceful.
结果一去到这个旅馆哈，马上那个平安又乱掉了。
And after she arrived this hotel, then she lost the peace again.
但是她在祷告。
But then she prayed again.
再到主面前,
she went before the Lord.
她就是有一个心愿，她说她希望在主面前走主所看为正的路。
She has a heart to walk before the Lord with what is pleasing the Lord.
但是她也有一个希望，她说不要因为她这个为主赞助呢，而把她这个家里面啊，比如她跟她公公婆婆之间的关系搞得这个是鸡飞狗跳。
But she also hoped that she does not want because she stands firm for the Lord, therefore create a big conflict between the relationship with her and the in-laws.
那她也不希望她跟她丈夫之间因为这个事就常常在那里吵啊。
She also does not want to argue with her husband because of this issue.
她更不希望说给她这个小叔啊，这个造成信主的难处。
And also she does not want to create some stumbling block for her husband's younger brother.
不晓得弟兄姊妹觉得这个困难不困难?
Do you feel it's something so difficult?
这个状况好处理不好处理?
Do you think it's something easy to deal with?
那又住在那个旅馆里面，她心里就更乱了。
And as she stayed in the hotel with the idol's name, then she felt even lost.
所以她就拼命地祷告，拼命地仰望主。
So she kept praying and seek before the Lord.
我很可惜啊，她一直祷告，一直祷告，主都没说话。
But unfortunately, after she prayed much, but the Lord did not speak to her.
一句话都没说。
Not even one word.
但是呢，她说，但是虽然没说话，但是里面心里面有一个状态，有个感受，就是越来越安息，越来越没有，越来越就是那个平安在她里面是越来越强。
Even though the Lord did not speak to her, but she felt that the peace within her becomes stronger and stronger.
但是呢，她也不知道该怎么做。
But she also still did not know what to do.
她就是她，因为想来想去都没有出路了。
She whatever she thought seems there's no way out.
所以最后她在她那个思想上有这么一个想法，说主耶稣，如果你也没有做事，你也没跟我说话，我也不知道该怎么做，到时候需要拜，那我也不小心拜了，那只好让你原谅了。
So in her thought, she told the Lord that since you did not speak to me and you hasn't done any work, so by the time the ancestor worship comes, that if by accident I worship, then would you please forgive me?
但是哈, 你知道, 她虽然这样, 她的心还是向着宝座的, 她是向着主说, 我还是把握最后一个可以向你祷告的机会来看你做工。
Even this way, but her heart is still toward the throne. Therefore, she thought, let me grab the last chance I can pray and hope that you can do the work.
所以果然呢,就到了那天祭祖那一天。
And then it comes to the day of the ancestor worship.
然后她的公公婆婆就先也祷告了,然后也拜了。
Her parents-in-law, they pray, but also worship the ancestor.
然后就换着她跟她丈夫,
then it was her turn and her husband.
然后她丈夫呢就站在那里就听说好像做了一个蛮长的祷告。
And her husband stood there to had a very long prayer.
她丈夫在祷告的时候她心里还在想主啊主啊怎么办呢。
And when her husband was praying, she still asked the Lord, what can I do?
她一点都没有想到她丈夫祷告一晚突然来两个人就把她都推走了。
And she has never imagined that after her husband prayed, all of a sudden two men came and pushed her away.
他说从来没看过，他说从来没有那么粗鲁的人呢。到他们两个站在那里，然后就两个手劲很强，就砰就把他推走了。
She has never saw those men who are so rude, and they just push her away.
因为他们那个是，你知道，他们那种是就是放骨灰的地方，这里很小的地方嘛，对不对？所以一
For the place which store the bone ashes are very small, so after she was being pushed away, then she was not standing in front of those. And after she got pushed away, she could not return. So she did not worship the ancestors. She was with great impact after she experienced it. The Lord did not speak.
但是呢，主就在最后
But at the last minute, without any expectation, then she got pushed away.
这个使得她跟主的关系是更加的紧密的。
So this has even made her relationship with the Lord even more intimate.
你即使到了最后一秒，你还是要仰望宝座。
Even until the last minute, you have to seek the throne.
因为你不知道他要怎么做。
For you never know what he will do.
但是你真的是在那里等他。But
truly, you are waiting for him.
那主果然就奇妙地做事。Then
the Lord did such amazing work.
你知道我在听他讲的时候，我可以感觉他心里面那种兴奋、那种震撼，还是可以传递过来的。When
I listened to her telling me this, I could still feel that how excited and great impact she felt.
她不是说，哎呀，主你也没说话，你也没这样，那就算了，反正我们就拜吧。
She was not like since the Lord did not speak, then I'll just doing this worship.
没有。
No, she was not this way.
她说她心里一直想着主啊，我不希望有任何一件事情让你不满意。
She kept thinking and telling the Lord that I do not want anything happen so you are not pleased.
所以她所希望的是主能够
So her hope is that the Lord leads her to walk the right way. This attitude is something that we should learn from. So the Son of God comes, bring down the heavenly throne to be the same as in, on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们得了这么大的救恩，可以见证天上宝座在天上，但是在我们所在的地方。
So the great salvation we have received that we can testify, although the throne is in heaven, but is it also on earth?
因为今天你所看到的许多人都是拒绝神，否定神。
For there are so many people we see today are against God and also rebel against Him.
就是连在教会里面都很需要一起经历这件事。
Even in church, we do need to experience this together.
所以宝座在天上，宝座也在地上。So
the throne is in heaven, but it is also on earth.
不但是如此，把神的国度见证出来。Not
only that, it testifies the kingdom of God.
而且神的国度是正直的，所以他引我们走正直的路。So
the kingdom of God is righteous, therefore he leads us to walk on the way of righteousness.
所以我们活在神面前。 不是弯弯曲曲的。
So our way before, as we live before God, our way is not crooked.
所以我们说我们 用骗的方式骗人家，那是神不喜悦的。
If we lie to others, that's something displeasing to God.
不是骗人家信主，是神有见证，叫人看见神，人回到神面前。
It is not that we deceive others into believing the Lord. However, it's that there's testimony of God that can lead people into believing Him.
而且他来到地上，他把神的公义带来。
And He comes to earth to bring the righteousness of God onto earth.
所以主耶稣自己要先成为赎罪祭。
So our Lord Himself will become the sin offering first.
他要解决罪的问题。
He first has to resolve the issue of sin.
今天我们都享受这个好处。
Today we enjoy such goodness.
今天我们能够有平安，那个良心有平安，是他成就的，不是因为我们做了好事。
Today when our conscience is in peace, it's because he has accomplished this, not that we are doing something good.
不是我们跟别人比较，我们好像比你才干多一点，我们跟人比较，我比你念书念多一点，我跟人比较，我比你又什么多一点，不是这个，是耶稣基督，他在十字架上所成就的。
It's not that we're comparing with others what we have much more than others. It's not so, but it's also, it is because all what our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
所以他把公义带进来。
So he has brought in righteousness.
而且他喜爱公义。
And also he desires righteousness. He loves righteousness.
他不但把平安给我们，他叫我们走公义的路。
Not only he has given us peace, but also he leads us to walk on the way of righteousness.
所以在地上，我们做任何事情，要问说主，你看为义还是不义？
So with everything we do on earth, we have to ask the Lord whether he sees it as righteous or not.
不是从我们的角度。
Not from our own point of view.
从我们的角度，常常是神看为不义的，我们也觉得好得不得了。
If from our own point of view, we see those unrighteous things in God's eyes, we thought that's good.
所以这是一个新造的东西。
So that's a new something with new creation.
在希伯来书说，在第九节第一章六节说，恨恶罪恶，其实原文那个字不是罪恶，那个字呢是不法，就是不服从律法，或者是违背律法。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it says hate iniquity actually it means lawless.
所以主知道我们没有能力去遵守律法。
So the Lord knows that we don't have any power to keep the law.
所以他来是跟我们另立新约，把律法刻在我们的心板上。
For the Lord comes is to set the new covenant with us. That is to engrave the law within our hearts.
使我们可以在心智在他的拯救底下，在他的生命底下，不用继续犯罪。
So, under his salvation and under his life, that we are able to not continue to sin.
你知道，我们这是犯罪习惯的人。
We are someone that's so used to sin.
我们这是有犯罪生命在我们身上的人。
We have such life of iniquity in us.
能够叫我们不犯罪，这是大事。
Enable us not to sin, that's something big.
不但是大事，是人做不来的事。
That is not only something big, but something that man cannot do.
就是叫我们不要靠自己活。
So that is that we cannot live by ourselves.
你靠他活，你就可以不用犯罪。
If live by him, then we are able to not sin.
而且他在要叫我们来建造他，他是创造者，他主宰一切。
And we to testify that He is the Creator. He is in authority of all things.
甚至带来一个地步，这个是天地要灭没，天地要转变，神要世代要转变，所有都要更新。
And it comes to a point that everything will perish and all things become new.
然后同时带来，神使仇敌成为他的脚凳。
And also it brings out that God has made enemies to be His footstool.
这是希伯来书第一章告诉我们。
That's what Hebrews chapter 1 tells us.
你会发现希伯来书哈，第一章第十三节讲到，神使我使你的仇敌成为你的脚凳。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 says that until I make thy enemies thy footstool.
希伯来书第十章十三节又讲，我使仇敌 你的仇敌成为你的脚蹬。
And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 13 also says that I will make the enemies your footstool.
你想这两节圣经放在这两个地方是偶然的吗？
Is it just by coincidence that those two verses are in those two places?
这两节圣经给我一个重要的提醒，就是说希伯来书不单是魂的救恩。
Those two verses give me a very good reminder that in the book of Hebrews, not only talk about the salvation of the soul.
希伯来书如果我们进入它的丰富，进入它的这个真义里面，或者进入它的那个属灵的实际里面，是要使仇敌成为神的脚跟。
For the book of Hebrews, if we truly enter into its spiritual reality, is to make enemies Lord's footstool.
第一章、第二章是个宣告。
For chapter 1 and 2 is a proclamation.
第三章到第四章是个过程，是成就的事情，重点有许多重点在里面。
For from chapter 3 to 10 is the process of how this can be accomplished.
然后呢，第十章后面一直到十二章，就看到这个使仇敌成为脚凳有什么重要东西。
So from chapter 10 through 12, tell us what are the important things to make the enemy his footstool.
第十三章就看到一个一个的经历。
Then chapter 13 tells us all those true experiences.
在这个第三章到第十章中间。
In the middle of chapter 3 to 4,
神要使仇敌成为他的脚凳。神要吃也是没有，就是说我们是在这件事情上是有份的。
For God has made enemies to be His footstool, we are actually taking part of this.
所以主就需要使我们这一个因为犯罪的缘故失去的安息的人能够进到他的安息。
So God would let us, the Lord would let us, because we lost the rest, because we sin, and then He would like us to enter into His rest.
进入主的安息是救恩的第一个经历。
To enter into the rest of the Lord is the first experience of salvation.
进入神的安息是受造第一个经历。
To enter into the rest of God is the first experience of creation.
如果我们没有进入这个安息，
If we do not enter into the rest,
后面都没有办法进入。
Then we cannot enter in the rest.
所以他说这是我们需要经历的。
So that's something we need to experience.
进入神的安息或进入主的安息，基督的安息有什么特性？
What is the characteristics of enter into the rest of God or the Lord?
当然我们需要听他的声音。
Of course, we need to listen to his voice.
他向我们说话，我们就接受。
For when he speaks to us, we accept.
他做工，我们接受。
We accept his work.
然后呢？他字面上的话我们也接受。
And we also accept all the letters.
但真正进入安息的人是歇了自己的工。
But for those who truly enter into a rest, that we no longer do our own work.
歇了自己的工不是 不做工。
To not doing our own work is,
是不做自己的工。
That is not do our own work.
歇了自己就是我这个己已经被主拯救，我脱离了自己，我脱离我来做启动。
Stop working means that I have been delivered from myself.
所以歇了自己的工而让神做主导。
For I stop my own work and let God to initiate.
所以这个安息的人他可以进到灵里面去。
So those who are entering into the rest can enter into the spirit.
为什么我们有时候常常听不见神的话？
Why is it that often we cannot hear God speaking to us?
我们不安息的时候是听不见的。
When we do not have rest, we cannot hear Him.
我们没有进入到他的安息，就没有办法到他宝座前。
When we not enter into His rest, we cannot go before the throne.
所以到他宝座前也是怎么样说？也是把我们带进到他更深安息的实际。
So to go before His throne, that means He will bring us into even deeper rest of Himself.
所以当许多搅动来的时候，要问说，你有没有基督的安息？
Therefore, when many disturbance comes, we will ask, do you have the rest of the Christ?
你不要光看到搅动。
Do not only see all those disturbance.
你要来到主的宝座前。
You will have to come before the throne of the Lord.
宝座, 主在宝座, 他是安息的, 应该我们也安息。
For as the Lord is in rest before his throne, then we shall also be in rest.
那我们如果真的进入这个安息,
and if we truly enter into such rest,
也靠着这个来到他的宝座前,
and by this we come before his throne,
他就逐渐叫我们 能够心窍习练通达，心窍习练的通达，能够分辨什么是对的，什么是不对的。And
then he will let us to have understanding of our hearts and can discern what is right and wrong.
今天把律法放在我们手里面，我们还是没办法断案。Even
now, when we receive the laws in our hands, then we still cannot understand.
除非我们这一个被他 这个带领，那个心窍能够达到，就是那个灵里面的感受，能够跟圣灵的那个意思是一模一样的。
Unless our heart can truly understand to the point that our heart's understanding is the same as what the spirit feels.
所以这是一个学习过程。
So that's a learning process.
所以我们一起在一起的时候是一起学习的。
So as we gather together, we learn together.
就好像我们父母在抚养小孩。
Just like parents bring up their children.
父母在家里面, 这个就讲东讲西,
when parents talk at home.
然后经历很多事情,
and have many experiences.
然后那个小朋友长大长大, 他一直都不讲话,
and the children grow up and they might not talk.
诶, 他突然就有一天就用父母的话来告诉父母说, 你要这样。
Then all of a sudden one day this child might use what parents said to tell parents.
这可能是他第一次懂。
Then that might be this children's first understanding.
这可能是他的心窍第一次达到靠近父母或者达到父母的那样的一个认识或者一个实际。
That might be this child's heart first time reached the understanding of what parents understand is.
所以我们今天要胜过仇敌, 我们要主到底是怎么感受的, 主到底什么意思, 我们是需要学到能够跟他一样才可以。
So today, for us to overcome enemy, then we have to learn and understand what exactly the Lord feels.
主耶稣已经成就的那个实际, 我们得到那个地位, 但是我们在经历上需要主把我们一步步带到那个实际。
For the reality, what our Lord has already accomplished, although we have reached its position, but in reality, we also have to enter in.
如果我们一直在主面前，不能够在安息中走在主看为对的那个实际。
If before the Lord we cannot in rest and walk on the right path which our Lord sees,
竭力迈向完全就是个遥不可及的事情。
Then it will be so far away for us to reach to achieving perfection.
但是如果主怜悯我们，我们也愿意把自己奉献在他手上，让他把我们带到这个时机。
But if the Lord has mercy upon us, and we are willing to offer ourselves unto His hands to let Him lead us into enter into its reality.
竭力迈向完全，就变成是一个可能很快就要到达的。
Then striving for perfection can be something we will reach very quickly.
我们需要接受从希伯来书给我们的鼓励。
We have to accept all the encouragement from the Book of Hebrews.
它是个劝勉我们的话。
Those are encouragement words.
它叫我们要竭力迈向完全。
It tells us to striving into perfection.
但这是有过程的。
But there's this process.
不是只是个概念。
It's not only a concept.
所以它是个生命成长的过程。
So that's the process of life growth.
我们不能越过生命去达到那个, 我们没办法。
We cannot skip life to achieve this.
然后呢, 活在神的应许里面。
And also we live in the promise of God.
这是第六章告诉我们。
That's what chapter 6 tells us.
你知道应许对很多基督徒恐怕是一个觉得好像在说空话一样。
For many Christians, the promise seems it's something in vain.
新耶路撒冷是不是像空话一样?
New Jerusalem, isn't that something like an empty word?
还是一个实际呢?
Is that a reality?
还是一个在我们里面,
or within us, we are being built up by Him.
你没有活在应许里面, 你就不接受这个建造。
If you are not living in promise, then you cannot accept such building.
你接受神的应许，你就发现今天这样发生那件事情，今天又遇到那个问题，又遇到这个人，又遇到那个人，都是在这个建造过程。
For accepting the promise of God, for so many things happen to you or you meet different people, it's all the part of this process.
很多事情很复杂的。
There are so many things so complicated.
神让一件事情发生，但是它后面是很复杂的状况。
God allows one thing to happen, but behind this thing, there are so many complications.
一面是他给我们应许要达到。
On the one hand, what he has promised, he will achieve.
另外一面是我们这个人实在是不成才啊。
But on the other hand, we are still so fall short.
我们这个人还可能犯罪，还有很多这样问题那样问题啊。
We still sin and we still have so many issues.
所以他要使我们成圣，要救我们到底。
So he would like to sanctify us and save us to the utmost.
这是到第七章一直讲到第十章，救我们到底。
That is from chapter 7 until chapter 10. That is to save us to the utmost.
所以这也是一个过程。
And that's also a process.
所以你救恩的经历不是只停留在刚信耶稣那一次，就是那一天那个时刻。
So the experience of salvation does not just stop at the point, at the moment you got saved.
你知道我们从信耶稣到现在，我们还经过了多少次被救到底的那个拯救吗？
Do you know how many times that you have experienced this salvation that you've been delivered to the utmost since the time you believe?
只有我们被救到底，仇敌才没有可能利用我们来做仇敌要做的事。
Only when we are being saved to the uttermost, then the enemy cannot use us to do what the enemy would like to do.
并且，圣经好，不是只有神使仇敌成为耶稣的脚凳，神也使仇敌成为教会的脚凳。
And the Bible does not only say that to make enemies to become the footstool of Christ, but also make the enemy become the footstool of church.
我想，因为时间缘故，我停在这里。
Because of time, I have to stop here.
如果主还愿意的话，我们可以再有机会再看看。
If the Lord's willing, we can continue.
好，盼望如果你们有机会的话，希伯来书也读一读。
Do hope that if there's chance, please read Book of Hebrews.
好，从我提的这个角度，啊，使仇敌成为脚凳的这个角度，稍微看一看。
You can read from the point of view as I mentioned about making the enemies as his footstool.
可能你们会发现更多。
Then you might find even more.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把话交回到你的手上。
Lord, we offer up the words back to your hand.
求你宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover us.
你看为好，给我们回头的亮光。
Give us light as we look back for what you see is good.
你所要借着你的教会啊和众圣徒所达到的，愿你在这些日子中能够速速的完成。
May you quickly accomplish what you would like to accomplish through the saints and the church.
我们再一次把颂赞荣耀归给你。
Once again, we give you all the worship and praises and glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.